The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And we are back here on Analyze This, and we got, first of all, I want to thank the ECS program at UVA for making the students available. Unfortunately, we didn't get to talk to one of the students, so hopefully we can make arrangements for them to join us at least sometime down the road, because we don't want to let anybody left out, you know what I'm saying? So congratulations to UVA, you know. Analyze This has been big. In supporting UVA in, on multiple levels. And we're definitely looking forward to that. I'm pulling up the program notes because I asked my engineer to reach out to San Juan so we could talk with the weather service, because we're not going to have any shows tomorrow and on Friday for obvious reasons. So we want to do the weekend preview now. Programming notes for tonight, right? We got the news hour at 7 p.m. At 8 p.m., season of the Osprey, right? Cameraman Jacob Steinberg captures the struggles, failures, and triumphs of an Osprey family over the course of 5 years, right? And then at 9 p.m., together, a brief history of the future, the internal changes humans enact that have the potential to impact broader communities and societies. That is from 9 until 10. And then at 10, we got Nova, right? Making North America human. Okay, and from Ice Age to the oil boom, humans face challenges and uncover wealth hidden in North America's landscape. And then at 11 p.m., of course, Amanpour and Company, Christian Amanpour leads discussions about world issues and interviews with global leaders. Okay, so to go over that again, we got the PBS NewsHour at 7, Nature at 9, a brief history of the future at, no, Nature at 8, a brief history of the future at 9, Nova at 10, and Amanpour and Company at 11 up to midnight. That's our primetime coverage for night. PBS NewsHour, Nature, a brief history of the future, Nova, and Amanpour and Company at 11 p.m. We've got the weather service joining us from San Juan this morning. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning. This is Manuel Ramos.
Manuel Ramos. How are you? Happy May.
I'm good. I'm good. Happy May. How are you?
It's May Day. I'm doing good. We've been getting these rainstorms and showers, and it looks like it's going to be that way for a while. Tell us a little bit more about that, this weather pattern that we're dealing with.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we have a wet and unstable pattern through the islands. This is expected to continue at least through the weekend, definitely, maybe diminishing by mid next week, but yeah, we'll have a wet pattern persisting across the area over the next few days. We have an upper level trough approaching our area from the west, and we expect a surface trough or induced surface trough to develop north of the islands. This will help pool moisture across the area. Current satellite derived observations show more than 2 inches of precipitable water across the area. So what this means is, you know, the atmosphere is very, you know, wet. And with the approaching trough, very unstable as well. So this is all good ingredients to promote this showery to variable weather across the islands. So we expect this pattern to continue, basically, definitely through the end of the week and the weekend. We have to see if it persists like into next week. But at least through this week, yeah, we expect this pattern to continue, definitely.
No, I think when I spoke with you, you said the winds were coming. They were northeasterly winds.
The last time we spoke,
they were northeasterly winds. Which direction are they coming from now?
They're more easterly right now. Mm-hmm. Higher up in the atmosphere, they're turning more from the southeast, so that's why maybe we're seeing those showers take that movement, but at least at the surface, they're easterly, but with that, those winds changing directions, it kind of gets, you know, to the naked eye, just looking at the radar, it kind of gets a bit confusing. But, basically easterly, and then higher up in the atmosphere, you know, steering those showers more from the southeast.
Okay. Can we get a marine advisory for our boaters and our beach goers?
Yes. Okay, so in terms of marine, we have a small craft advisory for the Atlantic waters and for the Anegada Passage and Mona Passage. So due to seas above 7 feet, this is because of a swell that's approaching, as well as the same winds we're talking about. They're causing confused seas in some areas. So yeah, we have the small craft advisory. For now, we preview that for the Anegada Passage, it'll remain till this evening, but we'll continue to monitor in case we have to extend that. And then we have a marine weather statement out, which is more of a weather-related product due to these showers and strong showers and possible thunderstorms across the Caribbean.
Okay. So and this pattern looks like it's going to be in effect throughout the week.
Yeah, at least the weather pattern, yes.
The weather pattern. Okay, good. All righty. Well, Manuel Ramos.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, the weather pattern, yeah, but the marine pattern, the hazardous seas, we should be on the tail end of that, diminishing through tomorrow.
Are we on a small craft advisory right now?
Yes, for the Anegada Passage, yes.
For the Anegada Passage, okay, good.
And the northern waters of St. Thomas and St. John.
And that's the Atlantic Ocean, the northern waters. Okay, good.
Okay.
Alrighty. Yeah, well, thank you very much, Manuel Ramos. ¿Dónde está Ian Colón? I haven't talked to him in a while. How's he doing? Where's he at?
He's fine. He was taking his annual leave, you know. He was back yesterday, and he'll be here during the afternoon.
He's entitled to that. Yeah, just tell him I said hello. And Carlos Anselmi, what about him? How's he doing?
He's doing great too. He was here this weekend through yesterday. So yeah, he's also here.
And you know Robert Mitchell, he has family here on St. Croix.
Yes, he has told us. He's also taking his
taking a little break, a little spring break. Okay, good. Maybe he's here with mom. Maybe we don't even know.
Yeah,
we'll
maybe.
Find out.
Maybe.
Yeah. And tell Cecile Villanueva and Lee Ingalls and the other ladies I say hello as well. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you very much, Manuel Ramos. Appreciate that. That's Manuel Ramos from the Weather Service down there in San Juan. So this intermittent rain, these showers that we've been getting, it's good for the island, or not me good for the green, but as it relates to our events and the big events that we're having, we want to rain. I just being straight up. Rain, stay away. Right? Go and come back another day. You know what I mean? We got these events. We want people to be out there enjoying themselves, taking advantage of this beautiful weather that we have literally for like, I'd say 10 and a half months of the year. Beautiful weather. That 1.5 month window there. Right, that's September, that late August, mid-August into September window, you know, where any little storm come up, you know, with a panic, we've experienced the worst of storms over the year. Those are our biggest concerns, so we worry about that. So quickly before Kadwe Henry will be joining me around 9:15, so we could talk some Bush tea. A lot of things going on around the world. In particular, a lot of protests at these universities, man. Every day there's new university popping up, and these are high-profile universities. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday I saw at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Wow. You know what I'm saying? We had heard of Columbia and UCLA and all that stuff, but the University of Texas, right? But Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina, joined the deal yesterday, so I'm looking forward to hearing Dwayne's perspective on that, right? And then there was also this poll where a majority of the people, and they did the poll with respect to Israel versus Gaza, right? And according to this poll, and I really want to delve into it some more, right? Even the younger people, a majority of younger people, it was age demographics, right? Going up, the poll got wider. But even with younger people, a majority of them were on Israel's side. You know, so I got, that's why I got to look into it more, because I know the young people, they ain't like what's going on over there. The church, so that was a concern. But before we get to that, I just want to give a shout out to all the New York Knicks fans. I know Ayo ain't paying this morning, right? Because Ayo leading last night by 6 points with 36 seconds to go in the game against the Philadelphia 76ers, right? You're leading three games to one. If you win last night, the series done. And Ayo allow the Philadelphia 76ers, I think his name is Tyrese Maxey, right? Inside the last 36 seconds to hit a three-point shot, and the next player fouled him on the free throw. So he scored 4 points there. That cut it to two. You got fouled. Your player went to the free throw line, made a free throw. That bring it back to three. And then Ayo let Maxey come back again and take a three-point shot a good 5 to 7 feet behind the deepest point on the arc. So that had to be like a 30-foot three-point shot to tie the game. And then Ayo went on and lose in overtime. So now the series is 3-2, going back to Philly. Knicks still got a chance to wrap it up, but the game is going to be played on Philly's home court either tomorrow or Friday, I think it is. And I know Ayo Knicks fans, they're in pain. You know what I'm saying? But that's the nature of the series, man. The series been tight. The game's been tight, even though the Knicks had won 3 out of the first 4. But that was a painful loss. I hope I could recover. You know, I got a lot of Knicks fans here in the Virgin Islands. Excuse me, for obvious reasons. You know, we keep talking about that New York linkage, right? And the New York Knickerbockers ain't won a NBA title since 1973. You know, here's Stephen A. Smith. You know, and you know Stephen A. got roots here on St. Thomas. Right, he's a big Knicks fan. You know, here he balling every year, but the Knicks. And I had a chance last night to knock out the Philadelphia 76ers and Joel Embiid. And I didn't get that job done. So I hope it worked out for Ayo. Also, Milwaukee were trailing 3-1. They went back home, even though the two best players are injured, and they beat up on Indiana by 20, I think it was. So they extended that series. So it's now 3-2 going to game 6. And then they had a close game between Cleveland and Orlando that went down to the wire. That series was 2-2 going in, so it was going to be a 3-2 series regardless of who won. Cleveland hang on to win by 1 point. I think it was 104-103. Right? So, keeping an eye on the NBA playoffs, you know what I'm saying? So, wow. A lot of action going on. Don't forget, though, today is Food Fair, right, down there in Crong Bay this year. Right, normally it'll be a Emancipation Garden event, or that area there by the fire station, the Fort Allen, so that area there. But this year they're taking it down by my Crown Beamer son. So we had on Mr. Ian Turnbull yesterday, and Ms. Washington was working with him, setting up, getting ready for that. And a cruise ship is in port this morning. So, you know, I make sure I go down all these, yeah, I have food in them, because when the people on the cruise ship taste some of that island vibe, the island cuisine, you know, they're going to buy up all the food. Now, me want to talk about them, but how I didn't get no food, right? So make sure I go down and get some. Sorry, I didn't make it in the village last night, like I said, but one of the reviews, Giacomo called me partner Lolo, and Giacomo said that Kez was even better than Marshall Monsanto, and Kez performed last night. So I was like, what? So they said Kez really did a great job. So and we're going according to what Giacomo tell us in terms of the review from last night. So we're looking forward to a uneventful, incident-free, awesome carnival for 2024 going forward. I don't know if Dwayne Henry is on the line yet, but looking forward to talking with him on a number of different issues. I'm looking for this poll that he ain't calling yet. You can call it anytime now. So we're looking forward to that. I'm looking to this poll US poll, right? Israel v. Gaza. Right? And the problem with a lot of these polls sometimes is you don't know the source of the poll and you don't know if it's just propaganda or if it's genuine, you know. But I'm looking forward because I remember this one poll, right, where 53% currently disapprove of Israel's actions, right? So I'm reading this poll now from News Nation, right? And The Hill and The New York Post, all I'm saying the same thing, right? 4 out of 5 Americans support Israel over Hamas in Gaza poll. And it's a Harvard-Harris poll, which surveyed nearly 2,000 respondents, found that 80% of registered voters support Israel more in the war, while 20% said they support Hamas, right? Support for Israel was the lowest among the youngest age groups, and I mentioned that earlier, right? The poll found that 64% of those ages 25 to 34 and 57% of those 18 to 24 said they support Israel more, okay? While 85% of those 45 to 54 and 93% of those 65 and older said they support Israel. In one question, voters were asked, do you think the crisis in Gaza is created mostly by Israel or mostly by Hamas? 71% responded mostly Hamas, including 51% of those age 18 to 24. A vast majority of voters, 61%, among all age groups, showed overwhelming support for an unconditional ceasefire in the war, which is, you know, this is really awesome. I like this result because what it says is, right, we got a problem with Hamas, but we want a ceasefire nonetheless. Tell Israel to hold it down. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing. So we'll take a break, come back, get Dwayne Henry on, and break this down a little further. We'll be back right after this.
Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With 2 locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Human beings have been making music for tens of thousands of years. It brings us together. It has the power to communicate emotions and ideas. It's a profound part of the human experience. Hear the stories behind the music you love and new music you might fall in love with. I'm Raina Duras. Join me for in-depth interviews with artists who are continuing that musical history on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Meet the father of video art, Nam June Beck.
He prepared the television to become something other.
He was unconventional.
Artwork as a statement.
Revolutionary.
To have this ability to put it together, you have to destroy it.
And ahead of his time.
I realized he was describing the internet.
Explore the genius of Nam June Beck.
I don't make art. Art make me.
On American Masters.
Tune in May 2nd at 8 p.m. on WTJX TV Channel 12.
I was just listening to a clip from Trinidad. There was a motion on the floor in the parliament in Trinidad, and this one parliamentary member was telling the Mr. Speaker, he said, "If you're near man, come outside." I like that one. I don't know if Dwayne Henry on the line yet. Joining me, but Dwayne, you there? Good morning, counselor. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was listening to this clip. I wanted to listen to it because it's jokey. Okay?
Okay.
Apparently, this was on the floor in Trinidad. Right? So I wanted to listen to it.
Go ahead.
This motion is childish. This motion has no basis. This motion has no backup. This motion is empty. It is vacuous. It is tenuous. It is absurd. And Mr. Speaker, I am not staying in this parliament to continue this foolish debate. I am leaving now. We're getting out of here. You could say what you want. Whatever you have to say. Whatever you have to say.
Goodbye.
Say it outside.
Goodbye.
If Mr. Speaker.
Goodbye.
If the name man, if your name man, come outside. Don't stay inside. Bunch of cowards. I come from here.
You hear that one? You hear that one?
I want to make sure. Serious, man.
I want to make sure you hear that one clearly. Did you hear what the man said? He said, "I ain't staying here no more. This motion is vacuous." Alone a word. He said, "Vacuous." I go look it up.
Vacuous.
Yeah, and he said, "Mr. Speaker, I'm going to pay for this foolishness." Yeah.
You know the Queen's English is always fully employed in our brothers and sisters parliament session. So, you know, that's what you hear.
Without a doubt.
Really, the vocabulary.
No, but I find the word. I have it vacuous, having or showing a lack of thought or intelligence, mindless.
Right. Vacuum, yeah, empty.
Yeah. Yes, so we could incorporate we could incorporate that in our vernacular going forward. Okay, sweet, yeah.
That's the word of the day.
That's the word.
You know,
of the
we
day,
have
vacuous.
To have a word every day.
The word of the day. We got it. It's vacuous. And look, I was reading from a Harvard Harris poll, right?
Uh-huh.
Where 4 in 5 Americans support Israel over Hamas in Gaza, but at the same time, a majority of them want a ceasefire. You know what I'm saying? I like the fact that as human beings, we could compartment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And be sophisticated enough to know who started, dissolve the blame, but who keeping it on? I need to done with it. I like that.
Exactly. And that's the way it should be. There's no, you there in this camp and they're in this camp. It's just like there's that organization, Jews for Peace, and happy Passover to all my brothers and sisters.
Oh, without a doubt. I think it ended yesterday. I think yesterday was the last, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a little late. But not because you support. Obviously, I don't think there's anybody in their right minds that expect that the state of Israel is going to go away at this point. So any kind of solution, any kind of outcome, you have to believe in Israel existing as a state, period.
Without a doubt.
The flip side of that is there's room to create a Palestinian state too. So anybody that thinks it has to be one or the other, I think, you know, to reverse, you can't just erase a government that's been in place for 50 years. That's just craziness. No. Or actually more than 50 years, 70-something years?
Yeah, yeah, 48, 76 years. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, to think that, yeah. So anybody that exposes a solution without Israel as a state is not being reasonable. So I think Americans realize that Israel should exist. But at the same time, Israel can't be doing some of this stuff that, well, none of this stuff that is harmful to the indigenous Palestinian population.
How can you, after 76 years of their existence, at this point, still believe that one entity should be wiped off the face of the earth? This is crazy, man.
That is crazy. That's what I'm saying. You know, how does that even work? Let's say you believe that. Let's say you're Hamas, who believes that. How do we effectuate that?
That's a good way to frame that question, right? Okay,
yes,
it's
an impracticality.
Yeah, even if that's what you want, you got to stop and think about whether or not it's realistic and if it could happen. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. That's my whole point with my friends who exposed the Hamas view. It's like, but that's not even possible. I mean, how are we going to do that? Where are we going to move all them people? And at the same time, we're going to dig up all the industry. What happened to all the technology and stuff that they developed there? We pack all that stuff and then just give them back the desert?
Don't make any sense.
So compromise has to be the only reasonable solution, is what I'm arriving at. And
the
I think
order,
that most Americans realize that.
The order of the day. You know what I'm saying? Now check out some of the sentiment, right? Because I gave out some of the numbers earlier. And even a majority of the younger people from 18 to 24 said that Hamas is mostly responsible for what has happened, but you know, they want a ceasefire, right?
Right.
So some people were interviewed by News Nation. It's a tough issue for most people to discuss. News Nation spoke with several Florida residents who didn't want to talk on camera. And those who did give a mix of opinions, right? Uh-huh. So, Hamas is different than Palestinian. So I believe that the Hamas group, they're bad. But I believe the bombings that Israel does on Palestine, there's a lot of innocent people dying from that too. But overall, I feel like it's more bad with Hamas than it is with Israel, says Kain Gibbs. The next person, Yemi Adekoldelo, right? Adekoldelo, right? Yemi Adekoldelo said, I just support the end of the war and the end of genocide. Uh-huh. I don't support either Israel or Hamas, right? And then Roxana Quisp said, I don't support wars. I support Israel as a country. They said the poll was conducted as several pro-Palestinian protests began on college campuses across America. Uh-huh. Students have set up encampments demonstrating days-long protests at schools, including Columbia University, New York University, and UCLA, right? Universities across the U.S. have been grappling with how to deal with encampments as commencement ceremonies approach. with some continuing negotiations and others turning to force and ultimatums that have resulted in clashes with police. The number of arrests at campuses nationwide is approaching 1,000 as the final days of class wrap up. I do want to say this, Dwayne. I got to give the students credit, man, because they couldn't have timed it more perfectly, right? They sit down, they've been waiting for results, and they say, okay, graduation coming. If it's one thing we know the universities can't stand is embarrassment around the time when they'll be promoting the university the most. And look, from a visibility and a high impact standpoint, this is working out perfectly for them.
Well, definitely the students at Columbia are highly organized, and they have a lot of historical knowledge. The Vietnam was, that's why when I took Hamilton House, because back in the Vietnam demonstrations at Columbia, they had taken over Hamilton House, and they actually had two demands. One was to end the Vietnam War or Americans withdraw, and the other major thing that a lot of people don't realize was there's Morningstar Park. Columbia was going to build a gym on Columbia Morningstar Park, and they were successful in getting Columbia. If Morningstar Park at that time would have been the last bastion of green in Harlem, and the students were able to get them to give. And to this day, Morningstar Park continues as the last bastion of real greenery. I mean, there's Marcus Garvey Park and stuff like that, but they're not as green as Morningstar Park. So they, in 1969 or whenever it was when they had that that famous demonstration at Columbia, they did succeed on one ground.
I look at now because I know when I went to New York and for then, the first time in seven.
Of course, not too long afterwards, Nixon pulled us out of Vietnam. So I guess you could say that that was completely successful, even though one of the goals was immediately done and the other goals took a couple of years to achieve. But once again, that was practical thing. It was easy for the Americans to withdraw. In this case, we asking, the Israeli government is going to say, okay, we're packing up, we're gone. I mean, how does that work? You know, so you can't have that absurd demand.
Yeah, you mentioned Marcus Garvey Park, right? I remember when I first went to New York. Back then it was Monk Morris Park. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then they changed the name. Changed the name, right? Because my godfather had taken me there, and they changed the name to Marcus Garvey Park. They said the park is also bounded by 128th Street to the south. And 124th Street to the north, at Madison Avenue to the east, and Fifth Avenue to the west. You know what I'm saying? So this is interesting.
That park, Marcus Garvey Park, is important to the Virgin Islands diaspora. That's where the VI picnic prior to Labor Day traditionally held.
And they said the park was created in 1840 and was originally named for Robert Morris, then the mayor of New York City.
Right.
It was renamed after black activist and businessman.
Yes.
Right? Marcus Garvey. You're checking. It come in 73. You know what I'm saying? So even though when I met there in 78, it was still known as Morris Park because it had been that name for a long time, but they officially named it. That's interesting. You know, back to these protests, they didn't mention University of Texas and University of North Carolina. Look now, I'm doing...
Yes.
These universities that we're talking about, these are some of the highest profile universities in the United States. I'm just in a joke, you know.
Let me tell you, Chapel Hill is one of the top schools in the country. And of course, University of Texas Austin is right up there, too. USC, Southern California, they're doing that, you know,
remember USC? USC had actually canceled the. The winning name, right? The commencement exercises, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, the timing is good. Hopefully, but they got to be a little bit reasonable on the demands. The divestiture is difficult. It's not like Randall Robinson was advocating for divestiture in South Africa. It was different. The market was set up different then. you didn't have a lot of diversified funds and stuff, or money market funds and them kind of stuff like how you have now. When schools and pension plans and stuff invest, they buy into these money markets. There might be 50,000 stocks in there. Now, how do you get to pull out what stocks you do? You can't. Mm-hmm. You either buy the fund or you don't. Yeah. You know? So I think it's a little naivety to ask for full divestiture without realizing how that works. If they had invested directly or they're doing business with the government, I could see that. You could say, well, we're not. But in terms of, they can't do a complete divestiture because most of the funds are in most of the money are in these funds, money market funds, which is collections of different stocks. So
another issue, though, right? Another issue, right? And this is the biggest issue. I hope that when we do the post-mortem, we don't find out that there's a whole heap of non-students that were doing all the vandalism.
You know that's what's going on.
They
can think of it this way. These people been going to school all these years together. So now they, like, hate each other?
That makes no sense.
When this is all over, everybody's going to just go back and sing Kumbaya? Or everybody going to hate each other? Oh, she's the one that did this. Oh, remember when he did this? Is this what's going to come out of this?
And then I believe Columbia said they were suspending students and all kind of thing.
They tried to expel, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to see if they go through with that. But like I said, the students need to keep their emotions under wrap because, like I said, if when this ends, which it has to end sometime, you're going back to your old friendship. So, they probably burn a lot of bridges, girl.
You know something? That's the benefit of age and wisdom, Dwayne. Where when we were young, we had time to apply some reasoning, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Our thing was acting and reacting. You check what I'm saying? What you're talking about, right, is the long term perspective, right?
Yeah.
When it done.
Yeah.
We're going to break bread together and sing Kumbaya like yourself. That's a legitimate question,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, is that what's going to happen? Or are we going to hate each other's guts?
And then what's worse about it, and that's what gets, this is the part that gets me upset about it the most, Dwayne. Even if you got family members involved and all that stuff and what have you, you really ain't involved in this thing, You ain't on the ground in Gaza or in Israel to know what's going on, You're going on base and what you hear. You going based on what you hear and what you see on TV. You know what I'm saying?
It depends on what you watch, what channels you watch it, follow on YouTube and Facebook. Because everybody got compartmental, what's the word I want to use? Their news are only the news they want to hear.
Correct.
We're
going to take a break and I know pick it back up right there. We got Dwayne Henry on for some Bush Tea to close us out for the week because we got our shows tomorrow on Friday. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
Don't tell me we are not afraid to stand up to the high and mighty like Jeff Bezos.
He had that big cowboy hat on. He looked like a shrink ray had hit Garth Brooks.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join me as we speak truth to power, at least until power agrees to buy us out, on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. I wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Stay updated with news, alerts, and other valuable information with WTJX Newsfeed. Listen to the latest news stories that matter with Marcelina Ventura Douglas. Weekdays at 5 p.m. on WTJX 93.1, WTJX Newsfeed, your source for stories that matter.
I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday. In these divided times, what could be more important than a conversation? Conversation with someone we don't know, someone we think we know, someone with whom we disagree or think we do. Join us as we ask questions of politicians, ranchers, parents, athletes, activists, gardeners, writers, and lots more. Then listen along with you.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here at Oasis, having some bush tea with Dwayne Henry as we close out. A Mayday edition of Oasis here in 2024. Good morning, Councilor. Glad to have you on.
Good morning, Senator. I'm back.
Hey, check this out, right? I was reading something yesterday. I didn't bring it up yesterday, but I want to bring it up now. The International Crime Court apparently has Israel concerned, right? Because they are potentially looking at issuing some warrants, right? I was reading an AP story, and it said Israel officials sound increasingly concerned that the International Criminal Court could issue arrest warrants for the country's leaders more than 6 months into the Israel-Hamas war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has written in general terms about ICC action against Israeli troops and officials, and Israel's foreign ministry has said it is also tracking reports of pending action. The ICC was established in 2002 as the permanent court of last resort to prosecute individuals responsible for the world's most heinous atrocities, war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide, and the crime of aggression. The Roman statute creating the ICC was adopted in 1998 and entered into force when it got 60 ratifications on July 1st, 2002. The UN General Assembly endorsed the ICC, but the court is independent. And of course, The Hague, right? The Hague in the Netherlands, this is where ICC actually exists. They got a right to be concerned because they're overdoing it, Dwayne. Plain and simple.
Yes, and that's Jack Smith's former job was that.
Yeah. That's what Jack was before they called in to deal with 45. Yeah.
But this is very serious, and I think that Netanyahu and them should be concerned because some of the statements, a lot of the statements him and members of his government been making about they gonna go in and do this anyway, and they gonna wipe out Gaza and all this kind of stuff. They don't. All the stuff is recorded. It's in the public knowledge, domain, and easy evidence for them to use in terms of violations of international law against the members of the government of Israel. The leaders of Hamas are also under investigation.
To me, Dwayne, what they're doing in Rafah is totally uncalled for. Totally.
That's my point.
You know what I'm saying? Totally uncalled for. I understand.
You already killed 36,000 people. What more do you need to do?
But they believe, right? They believe that Hamas is hiding among the innocent, right? Among the population.
Uh-huh.
And if that's the case, so be it, right? Here is why telling you. You need to be sophisticated enough to find Hamas without killing tens of thousands of people.
And they are. And you know, yes, because in previous years, Israel has done surgical strikes, all kinds of stuff. Now, all of a sudden, this time, they want to just go all out and just slaughter whoever's in the way. And not because people are using human shields mean that you shoot through those human shields. That's the crazy. Yeah, Hamas is using human shields. But I don't mean you kill the innocent human people to get to them. That's insanity.
Yeah, man. That's craziness.
That's craziness.
I'm glad that America is sophisticated enough to know, even though we believe Hamas is the instigator and the one most responsible for why we are where we are, we want to see Swayan on the list. Enough is enough.
Yes, you can. 36,000 people. I mean, my God.
This is a good reflection on America's ability to compartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
How to process.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
Something. But you're not going to work with you. You're not going to work with you. I mean, I'm obligated to work with you. So we good.
There you go.
Speaking of which, you know, this situation with the former president and his trial and his obsession with wanting to violate gag orders, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dwayne, there comes a time when one must really look, or at least have the ability, the capacity to look at what I am doing and what I want in relationship to how the greater good the country is being perceived. Judge Merchan don't really want to send this man to jail, you know.
No.
Right? But Judge Merchan realized at some point this man got to understand that he don't run the judicial system.
Absolutely.
And Judge Merchan made a point yesterday. He said, you know, I could fine you 15,000, but that don't really bother you. He literally telling Trump, them kind of thing is right off for you. You ain't got no concern about that. Even though you're cheap and they're claiming that you're frugal, right? Them thing don't bother you.
Right.
So do not believe that incarceration is off the table. And the reason why, and the thing about the judge, you could tell the judge, the last thing any judge want to do is send a former president to jail with secret service and all
that. Of course.
But this man showing that I gonna get my way, and if I don't get my way, then I gonna have a temper tantrum, and that's not good, man. The country, the biggest loser is the U.S. is the U.S. United States of America.
And then the sad thing is that it also fosters in people's minds this belief that the criminal justice system is two-sided or two-tiered or whatever. If Trump is getting away with stuff that nobody else, I know of no judge that would tolerate. And trust me, I have had to go for show cause hearing for contempt before. Thank God I never get found guilty. But you know, it happens all the time with attorneys. We're very cognizant of how easy it is to upset the court to the point where they're willing to put you in jail. This guy has Listen, we got show cause orders for not filing something on time. You know? The court tells you to file it by the 30th. You file the 31st. Technically, you violated the court's order. They're not going to lock you up for that. They might fine you some money, but they're not going to lock you. But they could. And so we always cognizant of that, and we try to always be compliant with what the court is asking for. But sometimes we slip up, and you find yourself in a show cause hearing, and it's a scary thing because you don't want it to go to a full contempt. So you're usually contrite and apologetic. Well, almost always, unless you're some crazy guy, you know. The thing is, you're going, you're contrite, you're apologetic. You defer to the court, but you don't go out and do the same thing again after, you know? And this is what this guy is doing, is that He's in court and he plays it off, and then he goes out and does this immediately after the judge admonishes him. He goes out and does this stuff. As a matter of fact, they said at one point that he was actually tweeting stuff in the courtroom.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And apparently his lawyer had to tap you and tell you, look what you're doing, man.
It's really mind-boggling that, you know, somebody would even behave that way, because, like I said, we take it, you know, on our side of the house, we take it very seriously. And for minor stuff, we're freaking out. I can't imagine me talking about a judge. You know, I would be a Golden Grove long time. The kind of stuff, if I said, you know, Judge W, you know, blah, 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 blah. Judge W would have me in court, in Golden Grove before I finished that sentence.
Well, you know, basically what it is it shows that they've had their way however they wanted for a long, long time. And now that is no longer the case, they can't, they don't know how to react. That's what's going on.
That's what it is, yeah. They're so used to getting away that when they think that, well, you know, he's looking at this from a political point of thing. And that's where the judge, in my opinion, needs to say, look, I don't care what the political consequences is. I don't care what it's going to cost the Secret Service. The Secret Service, talk to Rikers Island. We could clear out a block. They can move in beds if they want or whatever. But he's going to jail, and you're taking those people, you know, you're taking security with him.
I remember I was watching an episode of Law and Order, and it had a man who was on bail, right? And the bail conditions meant that you can't leave the city, right?
Right.
They couldn't find him for a couple of days, or whatever it was. When he come back, they pick you up and bring you in front of the judge. They ask you, well, what's going on? Where you been? He said, well, look, judge, I really didn't want my children and them to be subjected to what they were hearing, what they might be hearing out on the road. So I took them down to Barbados, right? Uh-huh. Blah, blah, blah. And the judge tell you, well, it look like you like island. So I going to send you to one. Rikers. They want that old, one of them judges with the glasses.
Rimmed glasses.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll be talking over the, they'll talk over the glasses.
Yeah.
And he tell you, let's say, look like you like island, man. So I know what you're going to do. I'm going to remind you the one, man. Rikers. So, hey, that man joking, man. That is the best. But that Secret Service dynamic that you're talking about, that's really the real issue, you know, the inconvenience.
That is the issue.
And all of that, you know, stuff that you got to deal with. What they need is them holding cell inside the courtroom, man. Go down in there for a little
bit. There you go. They could do that, too. They could lock you up there. Because the courthouse does have holding cells. The bailiffs would just have to walk over time.
Yeah, that's all. Go down there, man. Okay? So, because basically, right, he been lying, Bali, about how he willing to be Nelson Mandela, and he getting treated like Navalny and all kind of nonsense.
That is absolutely insulting.
And not only that, this man never had a hard day in his life, man. In his life.
Thank you.
Okay. Check. But check this out. Finally, I'm noticing that Arizona and Michigan are now ramping up their investigations about fake electors. You know, I'm learning as we go. I was telling Jeffrey Moorhead this Monday night, I've known all these years about the Electoral College, right? And how they broke it down in terms of votes applied to the Electoral College based on the number of delegates, the number of representatives you have in the House and all that stuff.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that they had an actual physical proceeding, you know. Right?
Where
electors come from that particular state based on how the state vote, right?
Yes.
And reflect the presidential vote as part of the proceedings.
Absolutely. When you vote stateside for president, right, you're literally voting for Dwayne Henry, who says that he's going to vote for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're literally voting for me, not really for Joe Biden. There's like 10 electors said the 10 people under Biden, the 10 people under Trump, and if more people vote for the 10 people under Biden, then the entire delegation goes to Washington. But they do. They're just like delegates to convention. The electors are real people.
Correct.
And they actually show up.
You know, so that's where, that's how they are getting in trouble, because they were literally perpetrating a fraud as fraudulent electors.
Yes, they were issuing people fraudulent credentials and all kind of stuff.
In the case of either Wisconsin or Michigan, they tell them you actually got to be in the building at a particular hour for it to be a legitimate act.
Yes. You know, that lawyer from I forgot his name, the one that had got indicted also, he had passed this electoral the rules and the laws on the Electoral College so much that they were looking for stuff like that, like, oh, you have to actually show up so this man don't show up, blah 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 blah. Or if you get there first.
That one Cheeseborough or Clark? That was Cheeseborough or Clark?
No, the other one, the older guy from what's his name? What's his other name? Not Cheeseborough.
Not Jeffrey Clark.
No, not Clark. This is the guy that was the professor out in California, wherever.
Oh, John Eastman.
He passed that law so much that he actually looked for loopholes or what he thought were loopholes and exploited them as being big loopholes and got people believing they could do these kind of things.
As a result of that, he gained this part. That's
absolutely
how bad that was.
And that's the appropriate punishment. Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, happy carnival, man. We'll talk again next week.
You too, man. Don't eat too much. Okay, good. I see the prices over at $40 for cake.
Yeah, the man said, Johnny cake and fish, $29, man. Hold on to that.
Hold that.
Hey, man, take it easy. Thank you very much. Analyze, this came to you from St. Thomas this morning. Thank you very much for being a great audience. Be good. Be safe. Enjoy the carnival. Food fee, juvie, children parade, races, big parade, village, all that good stuff. Be good and be safe, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Views and opinions expressed on Analyze This.
All along the New England coast, ospreys are icons of summer. They've come to take up their greatest challenge, to compete with each other, to fend off thieves, and to raise tiny, helpless chicks. For an osprey, summer is no day at the beach. It's an annual call to battle and the toughest test of everything they are.
Tune in May 1st at 8 p.m. on WTJX-TV, Channel 12.
Music can be an incredibly personal experience. A song can inspire you, it can comfort you, it can make you feel understood, it can even take you back to a specific moment in your life. And it all begins with the artist. Join me, Raina Duras, as I get personal through in-depth interviews with your favorite musicians and find out where those songs come from on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX-FM 93.1.